Hello?
Hi, my name is Natasha, returning your call with customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. On December 12th, I was charged $67.32 for something that I simply did not order. So I would like this money to be refunded.
May I have a zip code?
10463.
May you repeat that for me?
10463.
And your first and last name?
Vesna Roni.
You said Lisa?
Sorry?
May you repeat your first name?
Vesna. V as in Victor, E, Edward, S, Sam, N, Nancy, A, Apple. Vesna.
Your phone is breaking up. Would you mind repeating that for me?
917-667-8116. That's my phone, right? And you want my name again. Vesna. VESNA. My
Can
phone
you
is
verify
okay.
your address for me?
3660 Oxford Avenue, 7B, New York, Bronx, New York, 10463. And what is this for? $67.32 for something that I never ordered?
Can you give me a moment while the system pulls up your
Yeah,
account? I'll be happy to assist.
of course, of course.
So on December 3rd, you paid the shipping and handling for a sweepstakes for a cruciate
What?
item. You
What
paid
item?
$5.74 for a sweepstakes on December 3rd.
No, I never ordered that. You've got it wrong. This is not for me. I never ordered anything from you guys. Never. And never received anything. And never ordered anything. I want a refund, or else I'm going to report you to the fraud department. This is not done. I mean, you might have made a mistake. I don't care. But you charged me $67. Refund, please. Are you there, Mitch?
Yes, I'm here.
So what's going on here?
You paid the $5.74 for that sweepstakes item.
You charged me $67.32.
Right, but after you placed that first order for $5.74 and enrolled
What?
into a monthly membership for that $67.32.
No. That is all wrong. It's not me. It's somebody
Okay,
else
give
did
me
that.
one moment. Let me get you over to the fraud, okay?
Yeah. Who are those people?
I'm a third party that serves different supplements and gadgets.
Yeah, but what company is this? What is this?
I'm a
I have
third
no
party,
idea.
ma'am.
Yeah, but for which company, my dear?
I'm a third party that services different supplements and gadgets.
Oh, please. So I want a refund of $67. I don't care what you're doing. I don't. I'm not interested. And $5? When did I pay $5? For what? I don't see it anywhere. What $5? What are you talking about?
It was for a sweepstakes, ma'am, but you said you didn't place the order, so I'm going to get you over to fraud, okay?
To get me all to who?
Fraud.
Who is that?
The fraud department. They're going to open an investigation. You said you didn't place that order.
I'm going to call my fraud department if you don't refund this money.
Okay, so would you not like me to transfer you over?
I want a refund.
Ma'am, I can't give you a refund if you stated it was fraud.
I don't know what it was. It could be your mistake. I just want a refund. I'm not interested in anything, anything to do with you, with that company that you represent, whether you're third party or fifth party, or I don't care. I want a refund. Call the supervisor.
I can't refund you any money, ma'am. You stated it was a fraudulent activity.
I don't know what it was. I said I was going to call my fraud department if you do not refund the money. Do not twist my words.
Okay, I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. I can't refund you any money if you stated you didn't place neither one of these orders. So I'm going to get you to the fraud department.
I did not place.
They're going to open an investigation for you.
Okay.
Hold
investigation for a new fraud? Yeah, that's too much. Too much.